Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is the Good Health Granny, sometimes known as Penny McElroy. And to kind of introduce who I am and what I do, let me tell you that I serve grandparents who want to leave a legacy of good health to their grandkids. I'm very, very passionate. I think that we actually, as grandparents, have a responsibility and an opportunity to save the lives of this generation of kids. Most of them really don't even realize that their lives are at risk because they think that the lifestyle choices that they are making are the norm. They don't really know any better. They need us to nudge them, to teach them, to direct them. But we have to do this very carefully because we're building a trust with them. That's what the play dates are all about. That's what just getting to know your grandkids so that, and let them know who you are as well. We're building trust. In other words, what we want to do when we're trying to direct them and nudge them and teach them is we don't want to come across hypocritical. You know, do as I say and not as I do. They aren't going to listen to us. Why would they? You know, did we listen to the adults when we were kids who was making bad choices but telling us what we had to do? So we have to actually be an example. To gain and maintain their trust, we have to live what we preach. Just to get them to even hear us, we have to find ways to develop this special bond with them. And some of us, as grandparents, we have worked on that since the day they were born, and they actually do connect with us. Others, like myself, got busy with surviving life. And then we have to go back and recreate this relationship with our grandkids. And that's the journey that I've been on lately. And I am absolutely having a ball. I've learned all kinds of things about my grandkids that I did not know. I fell in love with them all over again. And that's what you can do with your grandkids as well. It's expected, we expect them to believe we're giving them wise counsel. I believe that these kids are actually in danger, and there's a lot of reasons for that. Some of them are obvious. Some of the lifestyle choices that some kids today make, it's obvious to us of older generations, we know what path they're going down, and we want to draw them back. But one of the things that we may not be aware of, or consciously aware of anyway, is the danger to these kids' health. According to a former Surgeon General, this generation of kids actually will have a shorter life expectancy than their parents. The healthcare professionals in the nutritional field, some of them have told me recently that they're treating kids that are as young as 4 with high blood pressure issues, 7-year-olds with type 2 diabetes and liver disease. We can't let this happen. This is a health crisis that we're in. We can't depend on anybody else to stop this. This is happening mainly because of the lifestyle choices these kids' parents at first and then the kids themselves make because they don't know any other way. Their parents don't really know any other way. And we all live in a fast-paced world, so what's convenient, what's easy is what we generally go for. We really can't wait on our government or the schools or even their parents to take charge of the situation and turn it around. This generation is literally dying before their time. I envision an empowered group of grandparents coming to the rescue. That's what the Good Health Granny is here for. We're building an army of grandparents that are going to change history and will use all the tools available to us to pull it off. When I first started the Good Health Granny, I was really pretty unsure about how to make a difference, even with my own grandkids, not to mention the whole generation of kids that exist today all over the world. But after looking at some of the statistics about this generation of grandparents, I'm convinced we can actually do this. Did you know today's grandparents are actually younger than generations before us? 60% younger, as a matter of fact. We love to spend time with our grandkids. 60% of us live near our grandkids. 46% wish they could live even closer. 70% see their grandchildren at least once a week. 66% travel with their grandkids. And a whopping 81% have their grandkids for part or all of their summer vacation. Can you imagine what a grandparent can teach a grandchild during that summer vacation? 72% of us take care of our grandchildren on a regular basis, and 13% are actually primary caregivers. We are modern, and yet 86% of us bake cookies for our family, because rather than being old-fashioned, we believe in the value of traditions. Grandparents are active. 43% exercise and play sports. 28% volunteer on a regular basis. I believe grandparents love being grandparents. So what else is new? 90% of us talk about our grandchildren to just about everyone or anyone that'll listen. 72% think being a grandparent is the single most important role in their lives. This statistic is one that I really adore because to me, it's true. Being a grandparent is the most important role that I've ever played in my life. So all this tells me that we can do this. We can change the health of this generation one grandkid at a time. Let's start building that army of grannies. Join and participate with me in the Good Health Granny on Facebook page, where you'll get tips and ideas, and I'll share stories about my journey reconnecting with my grandkids and helping them move toward a healthier lifestyle. So you can get some ideas on what you can do with your own. Talk to other grandparents. Start talking to your own grandkids and sharing ways they can improve their lifestyles. And you'll get hints on what you can say to them on the Good Health Granny Facebook page. Over the next few weeks, the Good Health Granny will be starting information on the basics of building healthier lifestyles. Things about sleep, stress management, exercise, macronutrition, which is the food we eat, micronutrition, which is the cellular level food that our cells need, proper hydration, the importance of a deep spiritual life. Okay, again, you're going to find tips and stuff on Good Health Granny on the Facebook page. So I need you guys to join with me and make this happen. We don't necessarily live our lives doing all the right things and to stay healthy. That's kind of unrealistic for anybody. But we know what it means to be healthy. We know we're not supposed to eat Big Macs. We know that we're supposed to cook our food. We know all the right things. We know we're supposed to sleep. We know all of this stuff. And most of the time, most of us do these things. If we don't, we'll go back to it and start getting healthier. But the important thing is, can we teach them? We may know how to do it, but can we teach them? Do they see us living that lifestyle? So what I want to do is I want to give us the tools that we need to know exactly what to say to our grandkids so that we can direct them and teach them and show them how to go about doing this. And we need maybe a refresher course. And that's what I'm planning on doing over the next few weeks on the Facebook page. I want to go into some research about sleep, and I share some special personal experiences that I had with sleep and how I overcame insomnia and what it has meant to me. Stress management. I've heard so many people talk about stress, and they say there's not any way that they can get out of the stress that they're in. And I'm sorry, there is. There are things that we can do. Exercise. Exercise is something that all of us know that we need to do. Most of us do some form of exercise. But I want to share ideas on how you can use exercise with your grandkids to get them off that couch and away from those video games so that they can get some personal exercise with their body and try to stay healthier, develop some stamina. Macronutrition, most everybody knows what kind of foods to eat. Basic rule here, if you can pick it off of a tree or off of a bush or pull it up out of the ground in the form of a root, eat it. The less processed, the healthier it is, and we all know that. But how do we teach our grandkids that? How do we teach the kids of this generation that? Micronutrition is something that very few people really understand. There's a lot of research on it, and I want to share some of that research with you and why it's important. You know, I think the majority of people, if there's any area that they know least amount about, it would be the micronutrition. So I want to share some information with you to show you why it's important to keep up with that and make sure that your cells are being fed the right nutrition. Proper hydration. I just talked to a young lady today, and her blood sugar or blood pressure was going up steadily last night. Well, come to find out, she hasn't drank any water. So I'm telling her, okay, water, you've got to have water. She drank one bottle of water and came back to me and was so proud of herself. And I said, you need 8 of those a day. So water is something that we a lot of times don't even think about, but it's something that is critical to keep us healthy. The importance of a spiritual life. Most of us, we have our own spiritual relationship with God. It's very personal, and unless it is a family, part of the family dynamics, sometimes it kind of gets lost in the translation because we keep it so close to our heart. But our kids need a rule book. They need to know who's in charge. And they need to have a relationship with a higher being, if that's what you want to call it. I call it God, in order to develop this sense of what's right and what's wrong. Our world's gone crazy. And I believe personally that that's the reason why. Now, all of this information that we're going to be coming up with, and I'll be sharing with you on the Facebook page, the Good Health Granny Facebook page, is going to be talked about on a week-to-week basis. So 1 week we'll talk about sleep. 1 week we'll talk about stress management. I think this is going to help all of us kind of put into perspective what areas we do need to share with our grandkids and how to go about doing that in such a way that we can actually get through to them, that they can pick up some of what we're teaching and live their life, their lifestyles, a little bit differently maybe. That's going to give them a better chance that we can stop the statistics that say that they're going to be outlived by their parents. So thank you very much for listening to me. I truly appreciate that. And I encourage you to go to the Good Health Granny Facebook page and look for tips and ideas. Share your email address and I will actually send out recipes to you. So thank you and I will see you next week. Goodbye for now. This is the Good Health Granny.